One of the peculiarities of the Eastern Bazaar is that shopkeepers dealing in the same kind of goods do not scatter themselves over the bazaar in order to avoid competition, but collect in the same area, so that purchasers can know where to find them, and so that they can form a close-knit guild against injustice or persecution. In the cloth market, for instance, all the sellers of material for clothes, curtains, chair covers and so on line the roadway on both sides, each open-fronted shop having a trestle table for display and shelves for storage. Bargaining is the order of the day, and veiled women move at a leisurely pace from shop to shop, selecting, pricing, and doing a little preliminary bargaining before they narrow down their choice and begin the really serious business of beating the price down. It is a point of honour with the customer not to let the shopkeeper guess what it is she really likes and wants until the last moment. If he does guess correctly, he will price the item high and yield little in the bargaining. The seller, on the other hand, makes a point of protesting that the price he is charging is depriving him of all profit, and that he is sacrificing this because of his personal regard for the customer. Bargaining can go on the whole day, or even several days, with the customer coming and going at intervals.